we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Lend Me an Ear!
Now look, Craythorpe, have you got some stuff to go to the Freemasons' Hall?
Yes, I have, Higginbottom. It's for a jumble sale.
Right, well, here's my taxi.
You won't get much for that at a jumble sale.
If I wasn't in a hurry, I'd bash you. Look, Craythorpe, where's this stuff you want shifting?
In the back of my car, but I'm taking it myself. I don't need your taxi.
Now look, I was definitely told you wanted me.
Then whoever told you must be some troublemaking practical joker. Who was it?
I'll tell you who it was.
Excuse me, I'm just going for a walk.
Come here, you.
Oh, let go of me hair. You'll scalp me.
What do you think you're playing at?
I can explain. I went round to play with your Ozzy, but he was going out with his mum. And when I saw him with his best suit on, I remembered the jumble sale.
What? You're asking for it, my lad.
Now look here. Bottom, you are not going to hit that boy while I'm here.
All right, then. I'll hit you. Come on.
About.
They'll tell you, Mum. I'm just going in the house to get out of trouble. Get out of my own work.
You're staying here. Look, missus, your son just got me round here on a wild goose chase.
I haven't, Mum. I heard Mr. Craythorpe tell you that before he could move the stuff to the Freemasons' Hall, he'd have to get in touch with Mr. Higginbottom. So I thought I'd save him the bother.
But, James, I didn't want his taxi. I only wanted to ask Mr. Higginbottom what time his brother-in-law would be at the hall. He's the caretaker.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You mean when you were listening at the door?
Yes, Mum. When I was... I wasn't listening. I'd just come out of the bath and I bent down to tie my shoelace.
In your carpet slippers?
Yes, that's right. Oh, heck.
You get into the house, young scamp. Go on.
I'm very sorry about this, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, all right then. But that lad wants taking in hand. He's a public menace.
See you in a minute, Theodore. Go on into the living room, you. Go on.
Yes, Mum.
And just listen. If I hear any more of you saying things you shouldn't, I'll tan your hide for you.
I'm sorry, Mum, but you needn't worry. You'll never hear that again.
Hey, Jimmy, what have you been saying to Mr. Whittle here?
Mind you, Mum, I could be wrong.
Oh, no, not more bother. Mr. Whittle, what's it all about?
Hello, Pat. I'll tell you. Young Jim here told me that Petey doesn't want me in the Rosencrantz Arts team anymore. So come round to find out why he wants me exterminated.
Oh, here we go again. Jimmy?
I'm innocent, I know nothing. Whatever it was I said, I never said it.
Pat, this young scamp, he was eavesdropping last night when I was on the phone to Fred Earnshaw.
That does it. Come here, Jimmy, come on.
Mum, don't hit me, you know I'm delicate. Look, I only went round to Mr. Whittle's to ask him if he'd take me to the Speedway racing tomorrow night.
I know you did, Jim. But when I said I'd be playing darts for the Rose and Crown, you said I wouldn't because your grandad wanted me dropped. Now, didn't you?
I don't remember. My mind's gone blank. Like the telly with the picture off. And normal service won't be resumed till I'm safely out of the house.
Now, look, Whittle, let me explain. You know that the team's been losing a lot of matches lately.
Oh, so that's it, eh? Now, look, Jock, I'll admit I've played one or two tough games lately. But we all have our off days. You can't always be persistent.
Now, look, now, if you'll just listen to me...
Look, there's others been playing bad besides me, and I refuse to be made the billy goat.
Do you mind if I finish what I was trying to say?
I don't know why they bother with darts. With the wind they've got, it should be blow football.
Father, did you tell Mr. Earnshaw you wanted Mr. Whittle dropped from the team?
I did not. I suggested we reshuffle the best players from the first and second teams and make Whittle here the second team captain.
Oh, well, that's a fish of a different kettle.
And what's more, Whittle, I suggested that I also drop out of the first team to make way for a younger man and play under you in the second team.
Oh, I see, Pete. Well, you're right. The first team does need a bit of rejuvenating. And I'd be glad to be the second team captain. Peter reckon this makes us pals again. Put it there.
Ah, well, thanks, Whittle. I'm glad we've cleared the whole thing up.
Well, now we're pals again. How about a game of pontoon? Then we can all learn the twist.
No, Jimmy. I think Mr. Whittle ought to leave now. I don't think he'd want to stay here and listen to you screaming.
Oh, I see. Well, dear old Mr. Whittle, screaming!
Look, my lad, if this sort of thing happens just once more, you won't know what hit you.
But, Mum...
Don't argue with me. Go on. Just go and see who's at the front door. It's probably Alfie for our Susan.
All right, Mum, I'll go.
Hey, Pete, if we pop down to Fred Earnshaw's now, it wouldn't take half an hour to pick two new teams.
What a life. Still, it's me own fault for talking. From now on, I'm going to be like one of the three wise monkeys. Whatever I see, whatever I hear, I'm the one with his trap shut.
Oh, is that you, Jimmy?
I don't know. Ask me, Mum.
You are? I've called to see your Susan, because
I don't want to hear it. I don't even know who you are.
You want me to daft him out for your Susan's boyfriend?
Well, what do you want? Sympathy?
Oh. Hey, up. I'm coming in.
All right, then. Come in the front room.
Oh, ta, Jim. After you.
Well, go on.
Go on what?
You know... Every time you come in this house, you start nattering away about why you've come and what you've done and where you've been and what happened and what didn't happen, and you gabble on like a turkey trying to lay two eggs at once. Well, are you going to say anything?
I'm waiting for you to notice it.
Notice what? Hey, Alfie, you're there in apron. You've got a bow tie on.
Yeah, and the lad just bought it. You see, I went in the shop where they sell them and I asked to see the man in charge, and while I was waiting, I put two bob in a box for a home for sick pets, but he wasn't there, so I bought a bow tie for one of the assistants, a spotted one. Not that the assistant wasn't spotted.
It was one of the sick pets, a leopard.
Yeah, that's it. No, it wasn't. this one was female.
Oh, a leopardess?
Yes. No, now look, will you stop tripping me up? Anybody would think I'm daft. Do you think it suits me?
Oh, yes, Alfie. Being daft suits you very well.
I'll thump you in a minute. Anyway, I hope your Susan will like me and my spotty bow tie, because from now on, I'm not going to wear anything else. no other sort of tie. From now on, I'm going to wear bow ties every day of the week.
You what? Oh, Susan will go raving mad.
Why?
Because you can't wear a tie clip with a bow tie.
I haven't got a tie clip.
Of course you have. A gold one with a little chain. Oh, Susan bought it for your birthday.
Oh, but my birthday's not for another 2 weeks.
Look, all I know is I heard her tell me, Mum, she bought you a marvellous surprise for your birthday. A gold tie clip. So if it's not your birthday for another... Oh, no, Alfie. I've done it again. Alfie, you didn't hear me tell you about the tie clip, did you?
Of course I did. You were talking and I were listening.
I know, but I shouldn't have told you. It was our Susan's big surprise for you.
Mother, I'm just going in to see Alfie.
Oh, heck, she's back. Alfie, whatever you do, don't mention that tie clip, please.
Oh, all right, Jimmy.
Oh, hello, Alfie. Oh, I say, what's that you've got on?
Oh, do you like it, Susan? It's a spotted gold tie clip.
What?
Don't some mothers have them?
I was in a home for sick leopards and I bought a spotted dog. It's a tab with gold spots on.
Alfie, has Jimmy told you about my birthday present?
Yes. No. I told you, I bought a bow tie, so I didn't get a clip.
You will in a minute, round the ear.
I thought so. He has told you, the little delinquent... And it was meant to be a surprise.
Ah, that's all right, Susan. I promise you, I won't tell us all about it.
The surprise was for you. Oh, Jimmy Clitheroe, you've done it now. Mother told me about the trouble you caused with Mr. Craythorpe and Mr. Whittle. Well, we'll see what she has to say about this.
Well, Susan, come back. Susan, you're my sister. I love you, Susan. Honestly, of all the great big tongue-wagging, no-good, useless cabbages...
Hey, that's no way to talk about you, Susan.
I mean you. You've got me in a right mess now. Mum said she'd wallop me if this happened, and now it has. I'm not safe in this house anymore. I must get out, run away, find somebody who'll take me in and look after me. Ta-ra, Alfie, I'm off.
Yeah, but Jimmy, supposing your mum wants you, where shall I tell her she'll find you?
Kennel number 3 in the home for sick pets.
Sure you want? won't stay for a cup of tea, Theodore?
No, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. As soon as Susan's got the soap powder for me, I must get back home to do my washing.
Theodore, it's a funny time to do your smalls, 8 o'clock at night. Or don't you like the people to see your unmentionables hanging out to dry in the daylight?
Father, stop it.
Oh, please don't stop it, Mrs. Clitheroe. I quite enjoy his Highland wit. If he gets warmed up, he might even regale me with the story of how he hunted the wild man-eating haggis.
Oh, Theodore, you're as bad as he is. Anyway, it is a bit late. Won't the washing keep until tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid not. I don't want my sister to know about the accident. You see, I just finished watering my hanging plant, and I let my budgerigar out of his cage. He got so excited, he landed on the plant pot and upset it. And I got wet compost all over my sister's antimacassar.
Theodore, what an exciting life you lead.
Well, here's the soap powder, Mr. Craythorpe. I hope there's enough for you.
Oh, yes, thank you, Susan. And I'll get some from the grocer's first thing in the morning to pay you back.
Oh, if you do buy some, don't forget to ask for Wizzo.
Wizzo?
Yeah, that's right, Theodore. It's a new soap powder that'll be in the shops tomorrow. And as a publicity stunt, they're sending men round called Wizzo Willie. If one of them calls on you and you've got a packet of Wizzo, you get a 2-guinea prize.
Really? Well, that's all very interesting, but I don't think I'll bother with it. I was cured of this sort of thing last summer at Scarborough.
How do you mean, Theodore?
Well, very briefly, I approached a young lady on the promenade and said, "You are Sunshine Sally of the Daily Echo, and I claim the £5 reward."
Well, what happened?
She said, "I'm Maggie Mullings from Morecambe." And then she gave me a fourpenny one.
Mr. Craythorpe, I think you've given me an idea for teaching Jimmy a lesson.
Now, Susan, there's been enough trouble for one day. I don't want any more.
Oh, it wouldn't be trouble, except for Jimmy. If I could get him to listen at the front room door, he might get a message he'd never forget. Yes, I'll just have a word with Alfie. He can help me lay the trap. Now then, Alfie, Mother's going to tell Jimmy you want him in here. You're sure you know what to do?
Me, I think so. But when he comes in, I send him on an errand. But before he goes out, I say something to you that's suggestive.
What?
No. I mean, no, something that suggests. You know, something that makes him want to listen instead of going out. So when he does go out, he doesn't. Well, he does, but I mean, he stays where he is outside the door and listens, I think.
Look, all you've got to do is to tell me how to get the 2-guinea prize, but I keep trying to stop you.
Oh, yes, that's right, Susan.
You can ring, ring, Kelly, and big shot, Nelly, but don't ring, Ozzy.
Oh, look out, he's coming.
Mum says you want me, Alfie.
Do I? Yeah, oh, yes, I do. Jimmy, would you slip out and get me some cigarettes from the machine on the corner? Here's half a crown.
What about the other sixpence?
Sixpence? What for?
To get a bar of chocolate out of the other machine. I don't run errands for nothing, you know.
Oh, well, here you are, then. You see, Susan, it's dead simple. This pal of mine who works for the soap powder firm told me you can get a 2-guinea prize off Wizzle Willie just as easy as you could fall off at Jimmy me fags.
What? Oh, yes. Funny you talking about Wizzle. Mr. Craythorpe told me about it in the street. He said he must buy some in the morning.
Yeah, yes, because he'll be after a 2-guinea prize as well. But my pal said Wizzle Willie won't go down his street because he's coming down yours.
Alfie, just a moment. Jimmy, just go and get those cigarettes.
But I'm listening to him. Carry on, Alfie.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Susan, all you have to do is buy a 1 and 9 penny packet of Wizzle and
Alfie,
then...
Alfie, please, what about those cigarettes?
What? Oh, yes, I'll go for them right away.
Not you. Jimmy. Look, Jimmy, will you go and get those cigarettes for Alfie?
What? Oh, yes, I'll just go and get them from the kiosk machine. I won't be long, Alfie. Keep talking.
Alfie, go to the window and see if he goes out.
Right, old Susan.
That was the front door closing.
There's no sign of him outside.
I thought so. He's come back to listen outside the room. But, Alfie, if Wizzo Willie's coming down our street tomorrow morning, he'll knock at somebody else's door before ours.
Yeah, I know. But my pal told me that if Willie sees you out of doors with a packet of Wizzo, he'll still give you the 2 guineas. All you've got to do is wait at the top of the street for his van.
Well, it sounds dead easy. But I'm afraid I couldn't do that. I mean, it would be rather dishonest, wouldn't it?
Yes, I suppose you're right, Susan. Oh, where's Jimmy with my cigarette? I'm dying for a smoke.
I'll just go and borrow one off Grandad, if you like. Won't be a moment. Did you hear that, Alfie? He's only just gone out. I'll bet he's walked into the trap. I must go and tell Mother before he gets back.
Yes, that's right, Susan. Ain't it funny? Tomorrow your Jimmy will spend 1 and 9 on something he doesn't want, then wait for a van that won't come and all for 2 guineas that he won't get.
Yes, and it'll serve him right. And all because you told me that story.
Yeah, I know. He's always saying I'm daft, but when he finds out how he's been tricked, he'll realise he's nearly as daft as me.
Here, have a cup of tea, Father. Breakfast won't be long.
Oh, thanks, my dear. Is Jim up yet?
Susan's calling him now. She can't wait to see what he does about the Whizzle Man, Willie Whizzle.
Well, he's obviously fallen for it. You know, Pat, I could hardly keep from laughing last night the way he was trying to think of an excuse for being out of the house today.
Well, Jimmy Maggins is up. He's furious because I didn't wake him up earlier.
Oh, it's the first time he's ever objected to staying in bed on a Saturday morning.
Ah, but the grocer has been open for 5 minutes and he'll be scared they're sold out of Whizzo.
Well, I'd better bring in the breakfast. When Jim's in a hurry, he can be in and out of the bathroom in 2 minutes flat.
Morning, Grandad. What's the time?
9:06. A new world record. Washed and dressed in 1 minute flat.
Yes, one squeeze of the sponge and out. He hasn't washed enough of his face to leave a tide mark.
You dare wash your face. If Alfie all ever sees what's under your makeup, he'll faint. Orange lips, red cheeks, green eyelids. You look like a walking traffic light.
You're a cheeky monkey.
Well, you're my sister.
All right now, all right, that'll do, that'll do. Now, let's have a bit of peace while we eat breakfast.
I don't want any breakfast. As soon as I get these shoes on, I'm going out.
Oh, no, you're not, my lad. You're not going out on an empty stomach. I've cooked this breakfast and you're going to eat it.
But, Mum, it's 9:30 and I've got to get to the shop.
To the shop?
I mean, to the top of the street to meet Will... Ozzy.
Look, Ozzy can wait till you've eaten.
Well, why don't you phone Ozzy up and tell him to come down here?
Yes, I'll do it for you.
No, I don't want him to know. Mr. Higginbottom, I mean. Oh, all right, I'll have something to eat. Butter some toast, please, Mum. Why sausages?
Wait a minute, what about your porridge?
Porridge over the sausages. I mean, I'll have it after my sausages.
Shall I put some toast and marmalade in your pocket for after?
Yes, please. Oh, shut up. Pass the milk, please, Mum. This tea's too hot.
Here you are. And have some of that toast your mother's buttered for you.
Thanks, Grandma. Can I make a sausage sandwich, Mum, and take it with me? Oh, I forgot to sugar my tea.
You're not eating in the street, and don't drink while you have food in your mouth. You'll choke.
Oh, good. Then I can smack him on the back with the poker.
Oh, very funny. Bend down while I shampoo your hair with my forage.
All right.
I've finished, Mum. Can I go now?
Off you go. You don't want to be late for Ozzy, do you?
Ozzy? What's he doing? Oh, yes, Ozzy. I forgot. Well, I'll see you later. And Susan, when I come back, I might have enough money to buy you a present. A ticket to Siberia.
Oh, well, Susan, for once I think you've got him.
Yes, but when he finds out, you'd better walk around wearing Alfie Hall's crash helmet.
To think he's going to spend 1 in 9 of his money he loves on washing powder, not to mention standing at the top of the street all day instead of watching grandstand.
Oh, no, you mustn't keep it up too long, Susan.
No, just until about lunchtime.
Oh, all right, you softies. Still, even that should cure him of eavesdropping. He won't be able to look a keyhole in the face.
Oh, hello there, James. James, just a moment. Where's the fire?
At the grocer's. I'm going in the grocer's here. I can't stop.
Oh, that's where I'm going. But you go in first if you're in a hurry.
Well, there might have been a rush on it. I don't want them to be sold out. Have you got any left, mister? Here's me 1 in 9.
Just a minute. This gentleman's before you.
That's right, Clitheroe. Get behind me.
Who is you, Mr. Higginbottom? I thought he said he was a gentleman. Hello?
Watch it.
Well, have you got it, James?
No, but he will get it if he tries to push in front of me.
How could I push in front of a big man like you?
Oh, come along, please. Now, sir, that's the cigarettes, matches, bacon and butter.
Is Ozzy paying you to run the errands now, Mr. Higginbottom?
Shut up. You know it is, Craythorpe. I was coming for me fags and the wife asked me to pick up some groceries.
Oh, quite, yes. Very nice of you, I'm sure.
Is that all, sir?
Well, she wanted... serve Mr. Craythorpe here.
Oh, no, you were first.
Oh, that's all right. You go ahead.
No, I insist
after you.
Mister, can I have a packet of Rizzo soap powder while Gert and Daisy are arguing?
I'll give you one in a minute.
Look, sir, I'm serving you. Now, please, is there anything else?
Well, all right. It's on this list.
I see. Soap powder, nail varnish and a hair net.
Hair net? I didn't know you were married to Ina.
You'll laugh on the other side of your face in a minute, Clitheroe. And that goes for you, Craythorpe.
I wasn't laughing. If you want to buy yourself a hairnet, well, that's your business.
I've warned you.
Oh, now, please, please. Now, well, what kind of nail varnish do you want? A pale one or a bright red?
If you put your hand out while you're driving your taxi, bright red would show up better.
You've asked for it. Come here.
Oh, let go, you big bully.
Stop that, Higginbottom, you lout. Take your hands off that boy's collar.
Right, I'll put them on yours.
Let go, I'm handy.
A lout, am I?
Stop that this minute or I'll send for the police.
I'll go and get him, mister, if you'll sell us a packet of Wizzo first.
Oh, all right, keep your hair on. How much do I owe you? I'll see you two later.
Thank you, that will be 19 and 11.
Here's a pound. Keep the change and buy Craythorpe here a sticking plaster for his eye.
I'll buy my own There's nothing wrong with my eye.
The day's young yet.
Who do you think you're talking to, codface?
He didn't hear you.
Oh, a pity.
I'll go and get him.
No, James.
Hey, mister, was that a packet of Wizzo you sold him?
Yes, why?
Well, give me one quick. I've got to get to the top of the street before him. If Wizzo Willie sees old Codmouth first, I've had me chips.
Oh, dear, dear, Jimson. You should have seen your face when Susan told you the truth.
Go on, love. Ha, 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 blooming ha. The lot of you. A lot of hyenas.
Oh, was he cold in at the top of the street for 3 hours?
Another crack from you and you'll be out cold for 3 hours.
Now then, Jimmy, can't you take a joke?
A joke? It cost me one and rotten ninepence. For soap powder.
And we all know how Jimmy likes soap.
Oh, come along, James. Surely you can see the funny side of it.
No, turn your face round and let me have a look.
I see we still have our sense of humour.
With a mug like yours, you need a sense of humour.
Jimmy, don't pick on Mr. Craythorpe. We were all in on it.
Ah, and I hope it's cured you of listening to other people's conversations.
Don't worry, from now on, I won't listen to any of you.
Good. Well, let's achieve something anyway. Now let's forget about it, Jimmy. I want you to take a note round to Mrs. Eccles for me. Jimmy, do you hear me?
How can I hear you when I'm not listening?
Jimmy, don't talk to your mother like that. Now, do as she says.
I wish you'd make your minds up. Do you want me to listen or not?
Now, look here.
James, you're being rather naughty. He's a little upset, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, he's very good at making fun of other people, but he can't take it himself. You big baby. Didums want his little dummy, then?
No, little Jimmy want to play with Susan's throat. Come here.
Oh! You little imp. Stop it, Jimmy. Now, come in the other room till I give you a note for Mrs. Eccles.
All right, I'll go. And I'll call for Ozzy on the way. I'll give him what for.
Why? Why, Ozzy? What's he done?
Nothing, but you lot are all too big for me to hit.
Now, Jim, you know you're my favourite little whacker. I have a strong feeling of affectation for you. But, you know, I must say, you've got your just deserts.
I didn't think you'd side with them, Mr. Whittle.
Everybody knows you've got what you deserve.
Get on with your washing up, Scraggy Neck, or I'll push you down the puddle.
Look, don't you talk to Susan like that. She's right, you did get what you deserve.
So did you two. You got each other.
Now, calm down. We don't want these historical outbursts. Jim, you were taken for a ride. So why not accept it with good graciousness?
Well, I'm willing to forget it, but they keep rubbing it in.
All right. Let's all forget it. It's all over now. So let's be friends. You know what they say? All for one and one for all, like the three mountaineers.
Right you are, Wack. The Three Mountaineers and Susan the Mountain Goat.
Will you stop calling Susan?
See, was at the door, someone, please.
Go on, Alfie. Didn't you hear your master's voice?
All right, clever. Anyway, she can't be my master because she's a girl, so you'd have to call him Mimi.
Alfie, see who's at the door.
Well, that's that done. Oh, Mr. Whittle, how I hate washing up.
Aye, it is a bit tedious. Especially since you're only going to muck them up again.
I know how to do away with washing up.
Huh? How? By paper plates?
No, by a dog.
I fell for that one, all right.
Susan, come here quick, Susan.
What is it?
The man at the door. Come here, I want you.
All right, I'm coming. Who is it?
If it's Mrs. Eccles wanting something for the jumble sale, give her Alfie.
Who is it, Alfie?
It's him, the fellow with the powder. The bloke who Jimmy went for, but he wasn't there. The bloke, I mean, and now he's whizzed here. The Willy, the wizard, the... the Wizzo Willy.
You don't mean one of the Willy Wizzos is actually at the door?
Yes, I don't. No, I don't. I mean... yes. He asked me if I had a packet of Wizzo, because he's Willy.
Oh, no, it can't be. That little nuisance will win after all.
Oh, he's not little. He's about 6 foot.
Jimmy, I mean.
Oh, I see. But shall I tell Jimmy the man's here?
No, wait a minute. I'm not going to let him have the laugh on all of us in the end. Go in and buy the powder off Jimmy.
Oh, Susan, but we can't cheat him out of the 2 guineas.
We'll give Mother the money, and she can let Jimmy have it later. On his birthday, any time. But he's not going to beat me now.
All right, Susan, if that's what you want.
It is. Now go on, tell him you want it for your mother.
Yeah, hello, Jim. Have you still got that packet of Wizzo?
Now, don't start again. You've had your joke.
Yes, Alfie, turn it up. Enough's as good as a fiesta.
No, I want a packet for my mother. She's got to wash tomorrow. The clothes, I mean, not wash herself. Well, she will wash herself, but not with Wizzo. Look, can I buy that packet and save myself a trip to the grocer's?
No, you can't.
Oh, good. Well, here's 2 bob. You what? Haven't you got it?
Yes, it's on the sideboard. But I'm not selling it to you.
But you must. He's waiting. My mother, I mean, at the door with her washing. Oh, go on, look. I'll give you 0.5 crown.
No, I had to run to the grocer's for it and stand around for hours. You get walking.
Oh, Jim, please. Look, here's 3 and 6.
No.
5 bob.
You might as well say 7 and 6.
7 and 6.
It's yours. Sold to the gentleman with 2 heads.
Yeah, I've never met a little money grabber as bad as you.
Well, that was a slick bit of trading, Jim. I think I'll get home before you sell me the Mersey Tunnel.
No, don't go, Mr. Whittle. Let's go to the door and see what Dicky Dot is up to.
Okay, Jim. He was acting a bit auspicious.
I gave him the packet and he gave me 1 and 9 in this envelope.
We'll open it quick before Jimmy sees you.
That's right, but you'll have to be quick.
Oh, I will, but I don't... Oh, heck.
What do you want, nuisance?
I want you to open that envelope.
Oh, it's no good, Susan. I better open it. Hey? Hey, that's funny. There's no money. You only this note. Oh, no.
What is it, Alfie? What does it say?
It says, ever been had, Jimmy. Man said his name was Willie.
That's right. He says his uncle Willie. That's what gave me the idea. He'll do anything for 2 bob.
What? You mean you wrote the note?
Oh, he's quit, you know.
You little beast, you've done it again.
After all that, you caught him for 7 and a tenner, eh? Jimmy, you're a genie, aye?
Yeah, but wait a minute, I don't understand. What happened about the soap powder prize?
Don't worry, Alfie. It'll all come out in the wash.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as the grocer. The recorded programme, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, everybody had a good laugh about my trick, all except Susan. So this morning, I told my mum I'd make it up to our Susan. I took her breakfast in bed, tea, toast, and a nice bowl of soap flakes. She went mad. She was foaming at the mouth. Ta-ra!
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Aladdin at the Empire Theatre, Newcastle upon Tyne.